Okay. We're at the Mishnah. So ironically enough, this Mishnah we learned this morning in the Bavli. It's not the same. The Bavli quoted this Mishnah this morning. Not that we're caught up. All right, v'chem ishiyatza Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim. V'nizkar shesh b'yod basar kodesh, and he remembers that he has holy meat from a korban in his hand. If he passed Mount Scopus, he burns it wherever he is. If not, chozer v'sarver v'ifnei abir, comes back and burns it in front of the base of Mikdash Me'atza Me'arocha from the wood of the Mizbeach. How large is a piece of meat be in order to require a person to come back? So Rabbi Meir Omer Zeb Zeb Kazayis. Meir says the piece of meat over here and the shear for which you have to go back if it's Chametz on Pesach in order to burn it, both of them is a Kazayis. If you got your Chametz at home like the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Zeb Zeb Kabeitza, the shear is Kabeitza. For holy meat, you go back from the carbon, you go back for gezayis. The chometz kabeitza, for chometz, you go back for kabeitza. Says Gemara, Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, Ksiv, it says, Bayomo yeh metzilos asus kodesh v'gomer. And that day is going to be on the reflections of the horse, or on the shadow of a horse, kodesh, etc. What do we learn from there? Amogam shasus rats ve'inosa tel Yerushalayim will expand to the point that a horse can run from morning until the place where it reaches and no longer makes a shadow, which is high noon. So Lasi Lavo, that'll be the place which the end of Yerushalayim is, and not Mount Scopus like it says here, but rather Yerushalayim will extend that way that far as kind of like it is today. Ashura Baravitzuk Boy, he asks like this, Im Kodeshu, I don't understand. Now, there are a lot of Birushim is going to learn, like Lieberman brings down the name of the Nier. He says, Im Kodeshu, if up to Tzofim, up to Mount Scopus is holy, it's took to the prior parts of Yerushalayim, it's a Fetim Mekomo. So why do you have to go back to Yerushalayim or to burn it? Burn wherever you are regardless, because we see it up to Tzofim has the parameter of Yerushalayim. Says more no. Shekena feel Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim proper, serving also if ne'abir me'atzer me'arocha, you have to go back and burn it in front of the base of Mikdash from the wood. So therefore, certainly when you're out to Yerushalayim proper, when you're between Yerushalayim and Mount Scopus, you have to go back and burn it in the base of in Yerushalayim in front of the base of Mikdash. Hahen yotze mat avidlon. Now this yotze, what's the stuff which left to Yerushalayim? What is it like? Ma'atavila means what do you compare it to? Kimatami b'chutz, like sorry, you can tell me outside the Beis Hamikdash, or kimatami b'fnim, the same which we came to me inside the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yisrael said, "We came which seems apostle machmas mekomo, since its psul is because." It left its original place, so therefore nasakim tamei b'chutz. Therefore, its status is it became tamei outside the base of Mikdash, and therefore you don't bring it back into the Azor in order to burn it. You burn it in the Harabais from the Ma'atzei Ma'arocha, but you don't bring it actually back into the Azor. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, "Tohu divrei Torah." Midaraisa, this stuff is tar. Midaraisa, yotze is not tome at all. It's not tome, midaraisa, it's just yotze. Left the base, I'm left the proper precincts. Atu shugazaka latuma. You're the one who considers it tome. Lo dayacha, it's not sufficient Shigazatu love tuma. They made tummy. El Shahad Mevakesh la Soso came a time of chutz. You want to make it as if he came tummy outside base on Mikdash? You can't go that far. El Kimitami, if name it's like it became tummy inside the base on Mikdash, and therefore you're allowed to bring it back into the Azara in order to burn it. You don't have to burn it outside the Azara Badafka. Okay, again, Yotze is not really tummy. We gave it a status of tummy, but it's not really tummy. So we even bring it back as Azara in order to burn it. Okay? Okay? Istani Tani worked. Istani Tani Umachlif. For those who switch, I made Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaakov and Rachab Hashem, Rabbi Yossi, second mass decision, Rabbi Yehuda should not be switched our Mishnah. Rabbi Yudan said, Simona, I'll give you a proof that they don't switch him. Mein ahi de brachos, from that which it says in brachos. Yeah. From the brachos, a common mezamnin, how much you have to eat in order to bench, literally make a zimun. Rabbi Yudan may add kibetza, the shear is kibetza, like he says over here, the shear of meat which becomes with left Yerushalayim is kibetza, and shear becomes kibetza. And so, because that's the old Shir benching is in Brachos. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds that it's a Kazai, it's just like he holds over there by Brachos. Tani we learn, Pachos Mikan, Ema Trichalav Shiyachzir. If it's less than that, we don't make him go back. Now, ask the Gemara, Ma bin Zelazet. I don't understand what difference is between, according to Rabbonan, between Chometz and between. What? Yes, by chametz you go back even for kazayas, said Rabbanan. Right? The opposite. By bosa kodesh you go back for kazayas, by chametz you go back for kibetza. Why are we more mako by chametz? So says more the obvious answer. Zeh yesh lo bitul. By chametz anyway can be mevatel it. So as long as it's smaller than a kibetza, we'll let you get away with bitul. Akadum Bosa Kodesh, Chametz Minayin. Now, I'm going to learn this like the Mecha Mayim learns, the Orach HaShulchan, and Lieberman also learns this way. I understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Bosa Kodesh and Chametz are Kibetza, so I understand Bosa Kodesh is Kibetza. Because that could be, Bosa Kodesh is the Din Achila, Tumas Ochlin is in the Kibetza. Well, it's Matam is Kibetza, so therefore here, it was Viyotze, which they made similar to Tum, but also the Shir is Kibetza. However, Chametz Minayin. Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda said, also you have to go back for Kibetza, not less. But at what stage you transgress by Roa, by Matzah, even on a Kazayis, so why don't you have to go back for Kazayis? So it's not to transgress by Roa, by Matzah. So that's more on Rabbi Yehuda Rabun. Mimadetzninan. And the truth is, we don't have a good answer. We really just gave a tactical answer. Since the Mishnayos say, at Sotu, somebody went to Yerushalayim, it's just like Chometz. From this we say, Nafal Adain, whatever is true by one, is true by the other. Right? And so that could both be a Kibetza. But that's just, of course, a technical answer. So what? But it's not, shouldn't be that way, because by Rabbi Matzah kicks in the Gazayas. So the Mecha Mayim says that there must be something wrong with the Gemara, because obviously the Gemara must, in order to draw this distinction, note that there's a difference between Chometz or Bittul is relevant, and Korbanos or Bittul is not relevant. But the Gemara brought that down before. So he tries to play with the order in the Gemara, and get that to come out, that part and parcel of the answer, Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda requires a Kibetza in order to go back by Korban and by Chometz, so he doesn't say you have to go back for Kazayas of Chometz, has something to do with the fact that there's Bittul as well. Which makes sense, of course. Okay? So therefore, if he's making by Chometz, up to a Kibetza. Alright? Says the Gemara further. Mishnah further. Makam Shnogu Lassos Malacha Hajl Perik Veil over it. New Perik. Makam Shnogu Lassos Malacha Arvi Psachim Ar Chatzos. A place to have the custom to do Malacha and Ere Pesach until midday. Osim. They're allowed to do so. Makam Shnogu Shlosos. A place that the minig is not to do work. In the first half of the day, ain't Osim. You do not do work. Holach Makam Shosim Makam Shain Osim. Somebody goes to a place where you do work. To a place where they do not do work. or in Malkum Shein Osim, Malkum Shosim, the place where they do not do work, the place where they do work. Nosla of Chumri Amakum Shein Osim Shami, that's Chumri El Chumri, so the place which he left. The Chumri Amakum Shein Osim, El Chumri, so the place where he's going. By Shana Adam Ibn Amachlokas, the person should never change because that causes Machlokas. So never go against the grain of the community in which you find yourself. Now, of course, nowadays we don't pay attention. This is an archaic halacha. But once upon a time, there was such a halacha on the books, right?
Especially when in Rome, do as the Romans.
Yes. Okay, nowadays we all, when Rome, do as in, they do in Bnei Brak. That's the clarion call of our generation. Okay, Ksiv. It says, Shop Tizbach Sapesach Be'erev. There you should sacrifice Pesach in the evening. Ainli Elohu. I only know that you're allowed to sacrifice. Shluchim, I know you can send your agent to Shech for you. Tamlo v'shalta v'achalta. So Pesach says, you only have to cook and eat. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. So that means you send your pekorah Pesach itself by a shliach as long as you cook and eat it. Ma tamlo v'sham tizbach sa Pesach pe'erev. What does it mean that there you should sacrifice a Pesach in the evening? Now, The Lieberman says, you understand what stands, what does not understand the drusha, and what it's about to make. So let me give you my version of it, which perhaps is palatable. There it says we know every time the Ushani brings an empire apostle, we have to look beyond the apostle to see sometimes the proof. So here too, it says, Shut these baths and Pesach by air, they should sacrifice Pesach in the evening. Kivua Shemesh, when the evening is going down. Mo'ed says from Mitzrayim, the time when you left Egypt. So the shaila is why there the pasuk uses the language Mo'ed. Mo'ed means the yontif, but the yontif of Pesach ain't starting till tomorrow, right? So then that the Gemara says, Einu b'din shatei osuk b'mlachtecha. It's not proper for you to be involved in your work of a korban chokar while your korban is being sacrificed. Avul osu milasos b'mlacha. And rather they asked Rabbanan asked to do malacha. Because it's not a true drasha, but it's an asmachta. In other words, it's Ere Pesach after Chatzos is like a moed, and Rabbanan, where it goes around it, that you shouldn't be able to do work then. Right? Avo also says malacha, the time, like we learned, the time land, like they learned over there in Chagiga, Kol Inish Yahavi Ole Ilave Oyen Ubikurin. Any person who has the covenant upon him, the chi of that day, to bring wood for the Beis HaMikdosh, or be kurim to the Beis HaMikdosh, or Aomer Elai Harei Eitzim. Harei Elai Eitzim is the best. So he says, I want to bring wood to Mizbech, because La Marocha and chops of wood for the flame. Aser Be, all these guys, and the guys who bring Bikurim, Aser Behesped of a Tainis, they're forbidden to make a Hesped, a eulogy, or a Tainis, or, for that matter, what's critical to us, they're not allowed to malacha bo bayom. So I don't get it. Why over here we only makbid from 6 hours and on? We should care the entire day. The entire day a guy should be allowed to malacha, because we see here that whenever a guy brings the korban, you don't do malacha, right? I mean, let me just clarify. You don't do malacha meaning work. We're not talking about Melechus Shabbos, right? You have to do all sorts of Melechus, just not allowed to work, right? So it says, any korban you bring, yeah. On Rav Yehuda said, whoa. One second. Rav Yehuda said, Elin Tmidim, korban says, Kol Yisrael Yinu. Tmidim are the korbanos of all of Am Yisrael. What do we draw a conclusion from that? Nobody should work ever. I'm very machmir on that.
You said Bnei Brak before.
Right. So, in Bnei Brak they work more than Yerushalayim.
That's just...
Yes.
Everything's relative, huh?
Yeah. Sure. Right. I think probably percentage is higher, because the Yerushalayim have a very high percentage of Hasidim who don't... They're supported, but Bnei Brak doesn't work that way. So, have you ever been in Bnei Brak?
Not for Shabbos.
Well, it's very nice to walk down. Were you there for Purim? What were you doing in Bnei Brak? That was part of your Purim experience. To dress up like a... Yeah, dress up like a native?
He went like that.
Yeah.
That was his costume. I made a mistake of driving. It was the worst.
I'm sure it's worse day to drive.
It's one massive traffic jam.
It's very nice. Yeah. It's very nice. I mean, it's not pretty, but the Rukhov Rabbi Akiva is a very nice street. It's nice. All right. We don't have streets like that in Chutzlar. It's not even in Borough Park. Says a word further. I'm Rav Yehuda. Elin to be from Sichu Koy Yisraelin. Im you Koy Yisraelin Lushlaim. Now he makes it even worse. He says, Im here is like Hachi. Should all of Amis go up to Yisraelin every day for the Korban Tami because it's their Korban, right? So obviously not. It doesn't. It say only three times a year come up. And if you call Yisrael Yeshiva, tell him should all of Am Yisrael sit and not work every day. Vox can't be. Vox see. Vox after the ganecho. How to make a living? Vox see. Vox after the ganecho. Meal safe. Lemus a dog. It's going to get out of the grain. Now, Lemaisa, though, on the other end, it's your korban. Anytime you have a korban, you have some malach the entire day, right? So, out of record, Tavsal Chachot, Yishet Kiru, Nevi'im, are showing that the first prophets made Takara. As Srimbar Mishmaros, there are 44 Mishmaros of Kohanim, right? One a week. Alkom Mishmar Mishmar, Oymed B'Yushalayim. In every Mishmar, there was a Maimad Yushalayim here, it's called an Oymed, right? What? Which one? Vasat Ganecha? Yeah. You like that one, huh? All right. So, I... That's what he said. So there's a maimed. We've learned about this already several times in the Bavli. We used to have a maimed, people who stood over the korban, Yerushalayim, Shekhoyim, Shalvim, Israeli. Tiny, we learned, Esrim V'el Arba Elef. The maimed was made up of 24,000 people. What came to my mind when I read that, even me, was it sounds like the capacity of like a basketball arena or hockey stadium, 24,000. So I actually had 24,000 spectators. I see how much I've been influenced by learning with you guys. So they had 24,000 spectators who came to view the korban every day. Okay, that was the crowd which came. And the Kohanim Levim Israel involved. Simba Arba Elev is actually a pasuk somewhere in Divrei Hayomim. Yeah, there were spectators. Amud. No. Simba Arba Elev, period. Amud Mishalayim. One Amud Mishalayim. Now, it doesn't make clear what that means. Obviously, the whole thing is called Amud, right? So it seems that it means 12,000 of them came from Yerushalayim. V'chatzi yom Yericho and 6,000 from Yericho. And 6,000 from the rest of the country. Okay? And af Yericho, so Yericho l'otzi yom Yerushalayim. Even Yericho could have produced 12,000 people to contribute to this crowd. El Rishu l'achlo kov Yerushalayim. But in order to give kov Yerushalayim, so oysam l'otzi chatzi yom, they would only donate 6,000 people. You ordered them in advance from Ticketmaster. Okay. Yericho had a lot of Kohanim who lived in Yericho. No, that was based by Yericho. Shoal destroyed Nov, remember? Yeah. Yericho used to be a lot of people used to live in Yericho, a lot of the Kohanim and stuff. I guess the housing was cheaper there. It's like living in Ma'ale Adumim nowadays. So they used to live down in Yericho.
So I guess for the Bayi Shlishi, they're
going
to have to fight out
of the Bayi. What? Right. So right now they have it. Look. Hakohen, it was made of Kohanim Levim Israelim. Makohanim Lavoda, the Kohanim comportion of the Maim would do the Avoda. Halavim would do the Duchan, they would sing. Yisrael Mochichi of Yisrael, the Yisrael would stand there. They would actually be the spectators. So I guess, you know, it was 8,000, 8,000, 8,000. It was like a minor league game. So there are 8,000 Kohanim working, 8,000 Levim singing, and 8,000 Israeli marching the festivities. And they are mochich that such a shluchim shekol Yisrael. Their being there would demonstrate that they are the shluchim of Avraham Yisrael to stand on this carpet for that day. Okay? Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Shimon Elazar says, learns a parallel sugya, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Bashir Makvinus of Korban. You have to have Kohanim Levim Yisraelim and they have to sing. Meaning it precludes all the litvaks. Rav Shimon Elazar said, Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar, the reason Rav Shimon Elazar is, Kol Kol Mishtachvim Elu Yisrael. The entire congregation will bow down, that's the Yisraelim, the other Chachmati. Vashir Mishorea, the song will sing El Levim, that's the Levim. Chatzotis Mechatzim, and the trumpets will blast. Those are the Kohanim, only Kohanim could blow trumpets. Hakol Ad L'chlosa Ola. All this takes place till the end of the Ola, meaning the Korban Tomid. Hakol Makabas Korban, no impediments for the Korban, no necessary for the Korbanos. By the time of the same here. I'm going to give Levim town his kids out of from amidst the Jews. A Levim at the first Levim. In the camp of the meeting. A Levim that refers to Kohanim. And to atone Abnei Yisrael. Zehashir, that's the song, because kapara is by singing. Liyab neisol nega begeshes neisol kodesh, and the Jews should not be inflicted when coming to the kodesh improperly. Eli Yisrael, those are the Yisrael themselves. Minayin shashir kohli kapar. Oh sure. No. They're just not chatzotos. That's still part of the avodah. No, but they also played other musical instruments, but they didn't. Yeah, the harp, but not the chatzotos. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Achim Shem, Rabbi Shashir Makiv, I know the song is essential. No, it's good. Rabbi Shashir Kori Kapora, I know that the song is part of the Kapora. So, Chinah Avod, Rabbi Yivtach, Yentach, the Shem Rabbi Noya said, "Chaper b'nei Yisrael zehashir." Because it says to atone for the Jews, that's the shir, and that was part and parcel of the deal. Ra'are pischa pischi. Why? They would say it's essential when there's a base hamikdash and there are kabbonos. Whose axe are you grinding this evening?
What's that?
Whose axe are you grinding? Which yeshivas don't sing?
We didn't have any of this in the Bible.
No. Yeah, they're fragments, but not about my mother's theories. Yeah. No, not about me. Minay Shashir Ma'akev, Rishim, I don't know that Shir is required to achieve Kapara. Rayabaka Baraka, Rishim Beluta, Rishim Rechanina said, Ulchaper B'nai Sol Zashir. It says Chaper Neisol, that song, and it seems that it indicates that that's Kapora. If that's Kapora, it's obviously essential, because all Karbonos are supposed to affect the Kapora. Harep Yischi Ari Karbonos Shekol Yisraelu. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand something. Pesach is the Korban of all Am Yisrael, right? So if that's the case, they should all be Osir. How do we know they should, from the morning? Right? The Tolo is so minig, and they allowed it to be a minig. In other words, that in the morning it's up to the minig on Makom, should it be usher everywhere, because Pesach is a korban of all by me, so they'll bring it today. So Amrei Voshani, Ushain Pesach Korvel, Mishay Sholosulamala. Pesach is different, because the Pesach can only be born in the afternoon. So therefore, it's barred from being born in the morning. That's why the morning is sort of like a separate day vis-a-vis Korban Pesach. Okay? Rabbi Avo asks, Amrei Voshani, Ushain Pesach Korvel, Mishay Sholosulamala. A person said, I want to bring an Ola from 6 hours and beyond. So perhaps you allow to do Melacha before the 6 hours, before noon, because afternoon seems like a new cloud starts. So says the Gemara. No. Where did I skip? I went back. By the dot, about five lines on top of that. You see that? Mirror of line? I'm Rabbi Avo. It's basically we brought the 6 hour on, so that's why we do not, We don't mark your word for it. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avo boy. Rabbi Avo asks, I'm Rabbi Ola Misheshos Lamalon. If a person says on a regular day, I want to bring an Ola, but only this afternoon. Muta Asos Belacha Misheshos Lamaton. Is that the melacha from earlier in the day? So it doesn't make sense really that you're saying that.
Maybe it does make sense. When you bring the carbon, that's when you can't work anymore. But until then.
They learned before that by a regular carbon it is all day. Oh, so that's why the difference. I see. He's supporting. He's not asking a question. He's supporting the answer, saying that peso is bedafka in the afternoon because you can't bring peso in the morning. Okay, very good. I'm Rabbi Yossi Peso Shikru B'Shachar saying a peso. It's not about peso. Oil Shikru B'Shachar. It's oil and oil which sacrifice on in the morning is about oil. That's the distinction in terms of work. It says Gemara, Kadvarim Tolu B'Minog. Also Minog. Everything has to do with Minogim. For example, but the thing is, although everybody literally dangles, they excuse themselves by citing minhag. Not all minhagim are proper minhagim. That's what we're about to learn now. Okay, some minhagim have to be abolished. For example, says the more nashiti don, our women, the nihigin the long man about uvda b'yafuke shab shubza, they have a minhag not to do any work motzei Shabbos. Guess what they have to do work.
Wash the dishes.
Of course they have a minhag, right? So they have a minhag not to work on Motzei Shabbos. La ain't no minhag. Put them to work. And even if their minhag is not to do Melacha Motzei Shabbos till davening is over. Yad Yivne Sudra means until you finish saying Uvalet Zion. Say the Kedusha Sayom. So until then, it's not over. Another interpretation I saw is that it means that Sidra means the base Hamikdash. That the base Knesset, the Shul. Sidra we had several times means the base Medrash. So it means the women don't do work until the base Medrash empties out. Right, so that's Tosefet Shabbos. It's not so good. You put in the washing machine an hour later, or the dryer, the dishwasher an hour later. But
they have to get ready for the model.
Yeah, but to do work, okay. But not to do work at all Motzei Shabbos, that's not a minute, okay? But Tzchayim v'Chamisha, sure there are women who had a minute not to do work on. Well, I know if it's women, it might also be men. The people who had a minute not to work on Monday and Thursday, because they may rachmi, they have to be marbe v'tfila, right? The Bnei Moshe says, even if they're fasting, well, the early fast for rain, they can't, not the Malachim, not a minute. Adis Benesei Tanesa, if you're making a Kabbalah, not the Malachim until the fast is over, then that's a proper minute. It's a good thing. Okay? That's assuming they decree to fast, of course, that day. Yomadar Rovta. If a person, a woman's makav by herself, not to any malachon or shana rabba, the day of Arov, and her minhag, it's not about minhag. Min mincha l'mal, if she was a kav, not to any work from mincha and thereon, an erev yontif, an erev shmini atzeres, so that's valid. What? Right, that's true. So, that's my face. I'm Rabbi Zera. Does everybody see where I'm up to? I'm slow tonight. It's a miracle I'm still awake. I'm Rabbi Zera. Zera said, Nashuan, I might not be awake. Yeah.
Last line,
Shana Rabbah. Some women had a minute not to work at all, Shana Rabbah.
That's not a good
minute. It's a minute toast. But not to work in the afternoon, that's a good minute. Okay, good. Says tomorrow, Omar Rabbi Zera, no shadi don. No, not, not shush. What? I skipped, sorry. Yom Yachar, my minute, not to Melocha on Rosh Chodesh, that's a good minute. One of the pods Minogan women have. Omar Rabbi Zera, no shadi don. Omar Rabbi Zera, no shadi don. Mean they'll have women who.
Not too long?
What minute?
For Rosh Chodesh? I think it might be in Bavli too. I'm sorry, I think it might be in the Bavli too.
They don't do that. I seem to recall that we had Rosh Chodesh in the Bavli, but maybe not. Okay, we'll be early in Pesach. I'm Ezra. Neshaya the Nogan Lulushtai. Women are the custom now, so the minority of being explained that it's not the drink. There's a riot for the Ashkenazi who keep out Yom Mishchar Bo Tishba from Rosh Chodesh. Not just the week of Tishba, but from Rosh Chodesh. But that's Pashas, not Pashas, that's not the Papa Girza. Papa Girza would be the proper limud would be not to weave. Shesi v'erev means weaving the warp and the woof. So here are two also. Amar Rabbi Zera, Adam Minchus El Minog Minog Yom Minog. Let's go back. Yeah, I went back improperly. Sorry. I'm Rabbi Zera, thank you. The Shia, the Nagad Lul Mishtai, mean the other, they're Minog not to weave from Rosh Chodesh Minog. It's a good Minog. Why is that? Shabbat Poska Evich Sia, because of Zemin Shasia, which was the stone in the Beit HaMikdash, was overridden by the invading forces. So therefore, it's best to not make any celebrations during that time. So my Tama Pasuk teaches this: Ki Ashasos Yareisu. That's not a simcha. I mean, not to weave. Why is that? Because it says Ashasos Yareisu. We dash in that to mean that the weaves were broken. So the weavers can work in order to be misaking that, in order to rectify that, but they have to. Excuse me, I'm babbling. Let me try again. Damage to see from there, the land was woven. Shasia, the way the image of Shasia, which we learn normally to be the rock of the foundation base, I make those. It's calling it, he said, the Rosham is saying, image of Shasia comes the language of weaving. So the whole world is woven from the Evan Shasia point outwards, or roundabout. So, there's the world is woven from there, so therefore there's a minute which women have not to weave from Rosh Chodesh Av when the ultimate place of the world, the base of Mikdash, was destroyed. And they're saying it's a good minute. Okay? Shekein Poske Evan Shasia, Matanki Ashazi erased and the foundation destroyed. Amar Akin and Arakin said, Kol advari minog. Again, the same thing before we said before. Everything is minog. For example, In the sheeting, there were cedar trees. Not the cedar, some good tree. I have a Migdal Tzavia. They were in Migdal Tzavia. Now the people Migdal Tzavia had a minhag not to use the trees. So there was the Kormei brings out a medrash because these were the sheeting from which Yaakov Avinu cut down sheeting for the Mishkan. When he went out to Egypt, he took wood from this grove in order to make the Mishkan from Israel not to leave Egypt. So they didn't want to touch it. That's Kormei's pshat. According to Pnei Moshe's pshat, it's really it's basically the same thing. What?
He cut them down
then afterwards, or replanted them in Egypt.
He didn't plant it in Israel before he left Israel.
No. He was in a big rush when he left. What? I mentioned it. We mentioned it.
I remember.
So I in the sheeting. So I just say the Lehman brings out that they say it's because of Avodah Zarah. This is the exact opposite. It wasn't used for the Mishkan. It was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So for that, there was also by Noah. So as I'm showing the Bechanin and Chavrin, the Rabbi, they came out and said, the friend of the rabbis, Mami Abi Ben Avodah, can we use the sheeting for our work? So he said that since your forefathers accustomed yourself to accompany them, do not deviate from the minute which they instituted. Okay, so basically it comes out that in order to change minhagim, they're very difficult, right? Right. Just, the general attitude towards minhagim, without the exceptions. Anytime we don't know something is mutter. And he makes it also upon himself, thinking that it's not a chumrah, but rather it's the actual halacha. So, Nishal is allowed to be matir neder, they matir in law, and they're matir neder for him. Chodavar shiodebo shumutter, anything aware which he knows is mutter, Bunuebo Isra, and he holds it to be an Isra by him. Nishal, if he comes to ask, ain matir in law, we do not permit for him. It does, but Well, let's do the concept and see if we can make it less abstract. Right, let's say everyone said, call the Russia in your day, Shumut, anything which you don't know is mutter. The Torah Bob is a Yasumat saucer. What's a good example? Opening bottle caps on Shabbos. The plastic kind. Shlomo Zalman says for sure mutter. So you're in Amog, it's like a Vov Amisol, you think it's saucer. Not all of Am Yisrael thinks it's awesome, but you're not. Or it's like all of Am Yisrael. And everybody thinks it's awesome. So we're Matir Neder for you on that one. We're allowing you to wiggle out of that minute when you found out what you were tempted to be knowing was totally inaccurate, incorrect, and just a waste of time. Okay? That were Matir Neder. Called over Shet.
What was the second case?
That was the first case. Second case, right?
Yeah.
No, that was the first case. You don't know it's mutter. The Torah, when you make a mistake, baser, and you think it's awesome, you can ask to be matineder, and it works.
Yeah.
However, what if I knew it's what's with open bottle caps? And the deaf guy did open bottle caps. So that's already the type of netter we're not matter. Because that's like Nidre Mitzvah. You intended to do a mitzvah and you knew it was just a chumrah, so why should you matter that for you? You have to find some other circumstance to lie to be matter that in that case. That's what it says. Kol davar she'yodeh shemutar v'noy b'isa, because you're machin yourself. Nishal, you can ask the question. Nishal ain't matirin lo. If you ask the question, they don't let you get away with it. Okay? Yoshua saf solo. Shal akum Shabbos. You can sit on the workbench of a goy on Shabbos, even though he sells his wares there normally. But akua meiser and Gamliel should yoshav lo asaf so shakum Shabbos. So meiser and Gamliel sat on a bench of a goy on Shabbos. Bako, Amalei said, lo you know you can kill your sishul asaf solo shakum b'Shabbos. Then we never had such a minhag that people would sit on goyish benches on Shabbos. Meir signed the thing, he came to business on Shabbos. Now Gamliel could of course dismiss them. Nope. The law that said Lamam Mutzalas was Cain, he didn't want to tell us what to do this, and Lam Advochlo, he walked away from the situation. How many Gdaili Taira do you know walk away from the situation? But he walked away. Okay. My Sivil Bon of Shah and Gamliel's my side with the Yudan and Hillel, the sons of Gamliel, that they came to Chotz Meretz Kavul. They came to watch. They didn't want to say it's mutter. And nichnasu b'zechah, said they went. They went in separately. Vav in front of us. Shiatsu l'tayim b'kud koydio k'ud koydio shows up. They once went out walking like slippers of gold. And in this place, they had a minute not to wear slippers because slippers come off very easily, and you might come to carry them. They went out with k'ud shows up b'leilu Shabbos b'biru. In the town of Biru, Armelan, so they said to them, you know it's coming already. Lo nagu kan lius mitaylim mikul kiddush shuzar zar b'shabbos. They don't use all kinds of slippers on Shabbos. Lo tzolem mutar kain. They didn't want to say it's mutar, and therefore they just took them off and shochu lohem. They sent them home with their slaves. Now, they didn't continue wearing the slippers. Now,
so
slaves carried. Yeah. Okay, that there was no minig about. That's halacha, right? The halacha is not minig. So as we see, a minig is stronger than halacha, right? Because a minig, somebody is no exhauster, even has no halacha basis. We're not matin edifrim. And the other minhag, which is only predicated on halachic assumption, which is erroneous, we are matir neder. So you see, minhag is much stronger than halacha. Okay? Says Gemara, people in Chamei Tveria, the fishermen in Tveria, a group, I'm sorry, lo sodavar Pesach afilu minhag. This is not just Pesach, where there's an, you know, vis-a-vis Malacha, where there's a smach in the Torah not to Malacha or Pesach, but any minig is very strenuous, even stam minig, kibul aleim, such as kibul aleim chemei tveria, the fisherman at tveria, grusi tzipori, and the legume grinders in tzipori, and the shushay akum, they're like wheat grinders in akum, the or makabu, shlosos malacha b'cholamoid. They wouldn't do malacha b'cholamoid, that was their chumrah. Nicho grusi tzipori, the shushay akum, I understand the grinders. Because you can grind before Yontif, it won't be so terrible, so why do any Yontif? But if they don't fish on Yontif, play Simchas Rega, where can we have our Jewish kefilte fish holidays? So how come they can't? They didn't fish on Chol Hamoed, it's about Simchas Rega. What kind of chumra is this? So Tzadu Bechiko, Tzadu Michmars, they didn't use nets. They would use hooks. Fisherman's hooks, chik as a hook. They would use hook. Michmoris is some other trap. Says my feel came out of this, you can't catch enough fish that way, right? Says my Rabbi Ami, make alone. Rabbi Ami is to curse them. Shem v'mati b'simcha zarego, that they would diminish the simcha yotiv by not fishing on San Cholomay. All right, what happened was, Golomi makum l'makum. Lamai says they all left Tveria. They probably, you know, persecution we have had before, the persecution story, so they moved north, right? They moved somewhere else. So they wanted to take away that minhag of not doing work on Chol Hamoed, right? So that's more, no. Didn't work. It's like this. The people of Mesha would not go, they didn't go in the Mediterranean. So Bnei Moshe said they wouldn't go 3 days before Shabbos. But the Korban Eitz said they never went in the Mediterranean. Never. Either because of Sakona or because of Zionist reasons, not to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Yamagoto is Chutz Loretz. So they never went there. So they died. Asun Shail and the Rebbe. So the kids came and they asked Rebbe, Omrele, Avaseinu Nogu Shlofai Shbi Yamagoto. Onu Ma Onu, we bound by their minuk. It's like Yek is coming and asking, do we have to do what they still did in Frankfurt? Guess what he answered? That's the person who took the neder can be shoel. Your father did it. So certainly let us be matineh. We didn't take the neder. The truth is, they could have been matir neder, but Rabbi Tamidid Rabbi Huda. Rabbi is the Tamid Rabbi Huda. The Rabbi Huda Amar Osle Farish Biyamagado. Rabbi Huda said, because of Zionist reasons, you're not allowed to go on the Yamagado. He said, I can't allow you to leave Eretz Yisrael. How could a leave allow such a thing? So therefore, it was not matir neder for them.